you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
William's been talking to us on the MSN. He said
abusing
he,
us.
Yeah, abusing us.
Really?
He wanted a manly song.
Yeah,
but you can't get more manly than Ass Man, can you?
No, exactly. So he had a manly
Ass Man
song.
If you're American.
Ass Man, Ass Man, you know, it's all the same to us. And normally this would be the top part time in the show where we'd be signing off and saying goodbye, but we're not, because we're here.
I know.
For another hour.
It's 6 o'clock. We're not going to give you the news. We don't do that on this show. You've all got laptops.
I'm going to need some happy pills to keep me happy. Really.
Yeah. Get on the BBC website if you want the news. Sweet. I fancy something a bit cheesy. I'm going to go to Eurythmics.
A bit of Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of these. Everybody's looking for something.
I love the intro. It's so funny. The fat bass line.
Oh, gotta love some Annie Lennox. This is definitely a Manny song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, Manny song.
Definitely. We'll be playing this in the gay clubs.
They do play it in the gay clubs, by the way.
Hello, we're back, and it's 5 minutes past six, and, well, we've got a special guest in the studio today. We've the gorgeous Ali from The Ali Show has joined us.
Hello.
we're good. How are you today, Ali? You good?
Yeah, excellent.
Now, after this show, you're going to you're going to a play, aren't you?
I'm going to go watch Honk in Manor Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what's that about? That's about ducks, you said.
Ducks.
Yeah. All right, cool. No,
it's about the Ugly Duckling. It's the story of the Ugly Duckling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But turned into a musical, I think.
So.
Yes.
Some catchy tunes in that.
Yeah.
I know.
And then have we got The Ali Show?
Yep, 9:30. I will be here.
Yeah, excellent.
Hopefully, if the play's finished in time.
Okay, cool. So we're just going to go to a quick song, then we'll hear more from Ali. Matt, this is off your iTunes. I found this the other day. It's by a band called Teenage Sensations. And I had no idea whatsoever who they were. So I Googled them, but all I got was Wayne Rooney and a bunch of porno.
That's the sort of thing I have on my iTunes.
It's a great song anyway, Disco
Thanks.
Rodeo. So that was Teenage Sensations. I absolutely love that song. It's probably my favourite at the moment, I think.
I am here. Don't worry, I'm just not saying
I thought you'd like gone off somewhere.
No, I'm here. I'm still here.
What are you doing? You're listening to Goo Goo Dolls or something?
I was listening to Goo Goo Dolls. I was trying to find a Goo Goo Dolls song, which I said I had, but I didn't have. So.
All right, okay.
Hello, you let me down.
Yeah, well, we're ignoring our guests here. Ali, why don't you tell us a bit about the Ali Show? It's 9:30 tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, 9:30 tonight. It's basically, I aim to provide like a bit of a different Saturday night than the normal crap that gets played. Stuff that gets played. So, you know, it's quite a bit of rock music, a bit of everything within that kind of genre.
Yeah.
But, it's quite chilled out. So if you want to listen, 9:30 tonight.
Yeah. Is it just you?
Yep. All on my own up here.
Yeah.
I might have a few friends joining me tonight. They said they might get drunk and come down. So might be a bit more entertaining tonight.
Yeah. Does it not bother you being stuck inside this dingy studio on a Saturday night?
I quite like it. It's quite therapeutic, I find. Chill out and listen to some music really loud.
Yeah. So do you have like any features or competitions?
I haven't quite got that far yet. I still don't even know how to work the phone, so once I figure that out, we might get started.
But, yeah, so it's strictly music. Who's your favourite artist at the moment? Who are you playing a lot of?
Right now, Graham Coulton Band. I don't know if you know them.
No.
They're quite chilled out, rocky kind of.
Yeah.
I'd probably like it then.
Yeah, they're pretty good, so I'm playing a bit of them tonight if you want to listen.
Yeah, oh, we'll definitely listen to that.
Yeah.
Well, you played some brilliant music last week.
Thank you.
I heard Semisonic, I heard Tom Petty, and I thought, oh my God, I'm in love with this show. I'm in love with this show.
Yeah. Because <Wow. laughs> you wish you could play some. Well, you did last week, didn't you, when I wasn't here?
Yeah, you
were. We're not even that again. No way am I going to leave you here on your own. Guy with more Goo Goo Dolls and Meatloaf. Absolutely no way. We spoke to Dr. Paul on the phone earlier, and he requested hot chocolate, I think.
He did request hot chocolate.
I can't believe we're going to play this. Yeah. So let's have it.
Why not?
It's such a good song.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you said something.
This is for you, Dr. Paul.
Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I've been eating miracles.
Dr. Paul will be here next week for an hour doing the love hour. So there we go. That was dedicated to Dr. Paul, who's going to be here next week.
Yes.
So if you've got
love hour again,
the love hour. So if you've got any relationship problems, email us on. Actually, no, we don't want emails. We want females. So,
poor joke.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
he never stops with these.
I know, send your letters in and emails, and we'll prepare them for next week's, for when Dr. Paul's here. But in the meantime, I think we're going to do some factoids.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, start us off, Matt.
I'm going to start, okay. Oh dear. While it's an offence to drop litter on the pavement, it's not an offence to throw it over someone's garden wall.
That's amazing. Apparently, an average record shop needs to sell at least 2 copies of a CD per year to make it worth stocking.
Nicole Kidman is scared of butterflies.
I'm glad I found that one out.
Are you scared of butterflies, Matt?
I'm petrified, actually. That's the sort of person I am. Baboons can tell the difference between English and French.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah. Zookeepers at Port Lim at Wild Animal Park in Kent, I live in Kent, are having to learn French to communicate with baboons who have been transferred from Paris Zoo.
That's amazing.
So, wow.
Devout Orthodox Jews are 3 times as likely to jaywalk as other people, according to an Israeli survey.
Where do you find these, honestly?
Our researcher did such a good job this week. Yeah. We have to give credit to them.
One in six children think that broccoli is a baby tree. Which, totally reasonable as far as I can see.
Ali, did you think broccoli was a baby tree when you were a kid?
Quite possibly, I don't really remember that. But yeah, probably. It's kind of stupid.
I didn't even know what broccoli was when I was a child.
I definitely refused to eat it, so... maybe.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is a good one. Topless saleswomen are actually legal in Liverpool, England, but only in tropical fish
stores. Like, in case they fall into a tank or something.
Why just tropical fish stores? That makes no sense whatsoever.
How many tropical fish stores would there be in Liverpool anyway?
There's probably just one. A really sordid one. 1 in 10 Europeans is allegedly conceived in an IKEA bed.
Oh, dear.
Well, IKEA's getting around of it, isn't it?
They are pretty comfy, I don't
think. Do you think that's like actually at the store, or do you think they buy the bed first?
I've got to say, it's all flat pack, isn't it? They're just sleeping on the flat pack.
Dear. The London Borough of Westminster has an average of 20 pieces of chewing gum for every square metre of pavement.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. Yeah, Tony Blair, get your act together.
Yeah, seriously, sort it out.
The Queen, the wonderful Her Majesty herself, has never been on a computer, apparently. She told that to Bill Gates, that she awards him an honorary knighthood.
Yeah, do you know Bill Gates doesn't own an iPod?
Does he not?
Yeah, that's not on here, but apparently he doesn't.
That's a bit selfish.
All right, this is quite a depressing one for all you university students. NASA boss Michael Griffin has 7 university degrees, a bachelor's degree, a PhD, and 5 master's degrees.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
So we think our courses are hard. We're just doing one, and he's got a ridiculous amount.
That's
here.
Crazy.
How many years was he spent at university?
I know, amazing.
A lot.
That's amazing.
Crazy. Australians host barbecues at polling stations on general election days.
Well, the Aussies...
they like their barbecues,
don't
they?
They don't really need an excuse to hold a barbie, do they?
Yeah, we love the Aussies.
do we? No, we don't.
No, we do. We just love...
No, we love them at the moment.
We love to hate them.
We're beating them.
Yeah.
We're still waiting to hear from those Australians, by the way, in response to our poor taste jokes we made.
They're a bit embarrassed to phone up at the moment.
Yeah.
Got a bit shy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who likes to play Monopoly out there? Because it's a good one. Tactically, the best Monopoly properties to buy are the orange ones. Vine Street, Marble Street and Bow Street. So I'll remember that next time I'm playing Monopoly. And I'll win if I buy the orange set.
Okay. Bryn Smallest Church is near Malmesbury, Wiltshire. Don't know where that is. I expect John does. He's quite good in his counties. apparently, it opens just once a year. It measures 4 metres by 3.6 and has 1 pew.
Does that even count as a church?
is it just a vicar?
What's that? That's 4 people you can get in, I guess.
About that.
The vicar's family, maybe, or something.
Yeah. Oh dear. Only 36% of the world's newspapers are tabloid, apparently.
I don't believe that one.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that. There's plenty of Sun readers out there, and Mirror and Mail.
Definitely. Croydon has more CCTV cameras than New York. What's that say about Croydon, people?
I think that's amazing.
Anyone from Croydon out there?
And New York, it's a huge state, and Manhattan especially, must have millions of security cameras.
Yeah.
There must be a lot of chavs in Croydon, I think, obviously. Okay. That must be the reason.
That's okay. Yeah.
Here's a good one. Musical instrument shops must pay an annual royalty to cover shoppers who perform a recognisable riff before they buy, thereby making a public performance.
Do you perform?
Yeah, I often play riffs, so I didn't realise that the music shops were suffering because of me, so I'm going to stop that and just play original stuff.
But it's true also, like, if you sing in a pub, like, if you sing Happy Birthday in a pub, you're supposed to have a license to sing.
All right. So, dearie me. What is the world coming to?
I know.
Okay, last one.
Last one. Humans and dolphins are the only species that have sex for pleasure.
I can't believe that the other animals don't enjoy it.
I know.
So there we go. That was Factoids for this week. I expect we'll have some more next week. Now, Ali, you're a fan of the Goo Goo Dolls.
I most certainly am.
I believe. So.
And what is your favourite Goo Goo Dolls song?
Slide.
It is Slide, yes.
All right. So
found it at last.
We do have Slide, and that is what's going to play next.
Yeah, so let's have it, Matt.
Here we go. Bit of Goo Goo Dolls and Slide. It'll start in a minute.
There we go, and yay. It is.
It is Slide, is it?
Yeah.
It is. That's good news.
Could have been
Slide. Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Till you wake up on your own. I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. Say anything at all, so why don't you slide? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the life you kill? The priest is on the phone. Hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange and live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide?
Okay, so that was the Goo Goo Dolls.
That was the Goo Goo Dolls. Oh, I feel rejuvenated after that. I saw the Goo Goo Dolls in concert, actually.
Yeah, that was in the summer, wasn't it? May.
May, yep.
Where are they playing? Wembley?
No, here, Bristol.
Oh, really?
At the Carling Academy.
Amazing.
Well, it was about...
Were they any good?
They were brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I went, although my examination results suffered because of it, because I had a 9 a.m. organic chemistry lecture exam the next day.
Yeah.
And that was actually my lowest mark. So wow. I do not advise people go out.
But would
to
you have changed
gigs.
It? Yeah.
I wouldn't.
It might not just
it.
Have been because of the Goo Goo Dolls. Maybe they inspired you. Maybe you did better because of them.
Maybe I would have failed my exam and I just passed. So.
Precisely.
Okay, so we've got 35 minutes left of this mammoth show we've had today.
So we're just
3 hours.
As many features in as possible.
I might go to bed after this. I think I'm not going to a house party. I don't think. So yeah, now we're going to move on to horoscopes.
Horoscopes, yes. Why not? What is your horoscope?
I'm Libra. I'm born in October.
Libra. Oh no, there's a fine Libra on here. Libra. Here we go. Have we got any backing music for this?
No, we're just concentrating on the horoscope.
Okay,
well, I can find some of you want.
Something a bit soothing.
No, I don't have any soothing. I've got this. But I don't think that's too suitable, so no.
No, let's just have no backing music and I'll whip through as quick as I can.
I've got Tainted Love.
Oh.
Is that particularly horoscopy?
It's kind of spooky.
We can have that quite low.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky.
Yeah, that'll do. Up the mics a bit. There we go. Plans you make today have a positive... No, sorry. I'll start with
that's not mine, is it?
No, it's not. Oh, right. It's yours. This is yours, Johnny.
Okay.
Libra. Plans you make today have a touch of genius, but it's important that you believe in them if you were to get a positive response.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, you put to one side a creative idea that you knew was good.
Yeah. Oh, I bet that was the Adventures of Kif and Sashi.
That might have been. We need to bring
Ali,
that back then, don't we?
You're in church, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you see there's two boys, and one from Hong Kong and one from Sri Lanka that sit together at the dinner table? I think they're still there this year.
Oh, right.
Called Kip and Sashi.
Are they members of the JCR?
No, I don't think so. They don't speak any English.
Oh, I see.
they just sit together. I don't know what they talk about. Because
really?
there's no neutral language because none of them speak English. So, I don't know. Yeah, carry on, Matt.
That was a bit off on a bit of a tangent there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you thought this idea was good, but you didn't have the time or opportunity to develop it.
Mm.
Maybe we can now. Now it is time to take it out and look at it again. Oh, God.
I don't think we'll be doing that.
A local group of musicians proves lucky for you.
Yeah.
Single. Love smiles where drinks are served. Luck talks in Spanish.
Yeah. That's good. Because you've got a Colombian friend, haven't you, Matt?
I have got a Colombian friend. She speaks Spanish.
Maybe I'm going to have to meet up with Anna.
What are you suggesting?
Okay. Now, Matt, you're Aquarius, I think, aren't
Aquarius.
You?
I am Aquarius. 28th of January, if anybody wants to send me a birthday card.
Okay. According to Mystic Meg, Uranus is in full view. leaving you...
What? Sorry.
Does it actually say that?
leaving you vulnerable to advances. Spending time on your interests is good for a relationship. At work is your ability to handle difficult colleagues. I hope that's not relevant to me. Anyway, take every opportunity to prove yourself. You can be the star of a karaoke night.
I love karaoke.
This is the best line, though. If you are single, new love is a lookalike of your favourite singer.
So who would that be?
So you're looking for a fat middle-aged man, aren't you, Matt?
Meatloaf can be attractive in some lights. He can.
Ali, what's your star sign?
I'm an Aries.
You're Aries,
yeah.
Okay. Have a look. There is something special about you today, which ensures people respond to you well.
Wow, exciting.
Oh, yeah. You have a new belief in your abilities that help you to make progress at work and with a private wish. Some amazing information will be shared with you. Even if you start the day set on staying single, by tonight you will be falling in love.
Aww.
A new love may be closer than you think. That sounds pretty promising,
that
doesn't it?
That sounds pretty promising. I'll take that.
How close do we reckon?
It sounds better than yours, Matt, anyway.
the lesson about my anus is a... Uranus. You're not mine, literally. Uranus, the planet. Honestly.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe you read that one out for me.
Okay, should we go to a new song?
A new song?
A new song. This is... This made our debut show. It's a song by Action. Still haven't found out who it's by. But
it's a song called Action.
Yeah, it's a song. It's a song.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
I don't
like it.
No, it's such a good one.
But I'm not looking
for it. All right, we'll have a look for something else then. What do you fancy, Matt?
You had some Cyndi Lauper there.
Oh, are you serious?
What's the point of being on your laptop if you're not going to play it?
Yeah. Absolutely, he's got a point.
Ali, would you rather hear Cyndi Lauper?
Well, I don't know what this Action song is. I'm quite intrigued.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it's time after time, so it's a bit of a...
New experiences.
It's It's a bit of a softy love song.
It's a soppy song, isn't it?
Yeah.
We like it to slow it down a bit.
Yeah.
Time.
We'll pump it up near the end, though. Yeah. We'll get some groovy going. Okay, so that was Cyndi Lauper.
That was beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I do love a bit of
meh, I think it's the word.
Oh, honestly,
M-E-H.
You know, stop moaning. You always moan.
Yeah.
Just because it's not Jay-Z or what's his face? P. Diddy.
Oh.
All that
in fact, I think I might have some.
No,
oh, no,
no,
please.
Don't.
No. I won't be able to go, but I really won't.
Okay, we're joined today by Ali. From the Ali Show. She's in the studio.
Still here.
She's here for another 10 minutes or so. So, yeah, Ali, How's Churchill? How's life in Churchill?
Churchill is very good, yeah. Very rari. Everyone,
yeah.
Everyone's very rari, but no, that's fine. No, it's really, really good fun. Everyone's really cool.
Yeah, oh, it was like that last year.
It's like that.
Do you consider yourself a rar?
No. No, so, not really.
It's quite a good atmosphere this
year.
Yeah,
really good atmosphere. Everyone's really cool, so.
Yeah.
Got a good tight crew, so.
And you meet quite a few people.
Yeah, loads. Like, everyone's really sociable, so.
Yeah.
Although I think most of my friends anyway have gone home this weekend.
All right.
So there's a core few left, but it's quite empty. Everyone's gone for a bit of rest for the last 2 weeks of chaos.
What was the first week like? What was Fresh's week like?
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Bit of a blur, to be honest.
Did they have the hypnotist there at some point in the week?
Yeah, I got hypnotised.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Very embarrassing.
Tell me.
Does it actually work?
Yeah, does it work?
I swear to God, I was dancing to Britney Spears with a chair in front of 300 people, and I've been there for 3 days. There is no way I would ever do that.
Because I was watching it last year, and I thought, that surely they're just putting it on. They're just doing what he says just for the heck of it.
No, I swear, genuinely, there's no... I don't dance at the best of times, let alone in a chair in front of... with a chair in front of that many people. It was, and then... I literally barely remember it. There's I remember little teeny bits, but people have everyone recorded it on their phones and stuff. So
So I mean, can you remember much of the experience? Can you remember?
No, literally
nothing.
No.
And so what happened? He sort of clicked his fingers, and then you were just sort of out of it.
Yeah, I remember the bit at the beginning. There was about 30 of us at the beginning, and then gradually he sent people down, and there was 5 of us left.
Yeah.
And I kind of remember that, and then after that, I really, really go. So
Has it affected you in any way since?
I don't think so. Supposedly, he gave me a photographic memory, but I haven't really seen that come into play yet. I'm counting on that for exams, so I hope that's true. So, no, it was quite funny. At least everyone kind of knew my name at the beginning.
Even
if I was the idiot that got hypnotized.
What else happened in Fresh's week then?
Oh, what else? Fresh's ball was 2 weeks after, which was quite good fun.
Who was...
Was Colin Murray there?
Murray, was it?
Edith Bowman.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so she was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was good fun. And we've got our Churchill snowball coming up next week.
Oh, yes, the snowball.
So that should be fun. Do you go to that?
We did go.
Yeah, that was good fun last year.
I hurt my ankle quite badly.
Doing...
Was that falling off the reindeer?
No, it wasn't. long on the,
well, I'm sure it was.
I tried to do a funny clicking heels thing to the side, and I slipped and hurt my foot. And then we went and danced the night away at Wedgies after that.
Oh, did you? Is that what everyone heads to?
That way, it seems to be.
So they got a bucking reindeer there this time around.
Supposedly. I think I'll stay away from it if I'm in a dress.
Yeah. Last year was some of it was quite bad because they had Matt Johnson dressed up in Santa suit, didn't he? And everyone had it going to on his knee.
Yeah.
So that, I didn't dare though. I think you did though, didn't you, Matt?
No, I didn't.
No?
I don't know who'll be Santa this year. I don't know how many guys are on the
show. Is it Amanda Saunders? Amanda. Is she?
Yeah, she's our head. She always stands up in dinner in her very lovely accent.
And Michael Hennehan, he's the... is he head of bar?
Is he the kind of...
Irish guy with long hair.
The Irish guy with long
hair. I don't know if he's Irish.
He is Irish.
Yeah,
he's definitely Irish.
He presents the Alternative 80s show on a Sunday night on Burst.
I saw him wearing a Burst t-shirt the other day, so that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. We're going to move on to a quick track, and then hopefully we'll hear a bit more from Ali, and then we'll just wrap the show up, I guess. I'm going to play Ocean Colour Scene. Are you okay with that, Matt? Or have you got any problems?
I approve.
I approve of Ocean Colour Scene, yes.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Allowed.
It's the it's the river song. Such a good riff.
Either way, for all the things you know, tell me why.
So there we go. That was the River Song. We've got a few minutes left of Ali here before she's going to take off and watch that play about ducks.
I'm looking forward to it. Very excited.
And then everyone's got to tune in for the Ali Show. Is it 9:30?
9:30 to 11. Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be a good one, as always.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
Ali, tell me, Churchill, do they still have those Chinese chefs there serving rubbish food?
They just don't speak a word of English and like to put your peas on top of everything else.
Yeah,
I
never understood that.
It's like, put it on the side. I know.
And what about Nora?
Nora, she's our cleaner in A Block. Yeah. Absolute legend. Yeah. She always sneaks us a bit of ketchup, you know, when they don't put it out for us.
Yeah.
Absolute legend.
What do you think of the food? Is it pretty awful?
It's pretty bog standard, but I can cope. Yeah, bye.
I like the food.
Yeah. Can I ask, have you joined the Churchill Canteen Staff Appreciation Society?
Is there one?
There is one.
I think there is one, isn't there?
Really?
There is one, yeah.
Is it still going? Well, I don't know. I joined it last year.
It's a bit quiet. But maybe you should spread that around Churchill and get it...
I'll get it going again.
Get it going again.
It's so everyone... Churchill Catering Staff appreciation.
I think so.
I'll get onto it.
They've got some really funny pictures of them, haven't they?
Oh, dear. Good
so, Ali, what are your plans for this week? Anything interesting going on?
Not a huge amount. My sister's coming down on Monday, so that'll be nice. I haven't seen her for a while. Apart from that, just kind of winding down for Christmas already, really, which is probably not a good idea because I've got exams after Christmas and lots of work to do. But
everyone's got exams.
I know.
What are you doing over Christmas? Are you going away anywhere? Or?
No, staying home, probably working a bit in the old pub.
Yeah? That's local back home, is it?
Absolutely. Probably old man's local, you know.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere with a big fat fire and all.
Can I ask, do you have an advent calendar this year?
I don't actually. No, I keep meaning to buy one. But
yeah, you have to go out and get one.
I will. I keep meaning to.
Yeah, I've got one, but I was really disappointed because it's the chocolate is wrapped up and it's dairy milk and you get Turkish Delight, which I don't like. So
I'm happy for that because you need to me.
So the first day, it's ruined all of Christmas.
Oh,
to be honest.
Oh no, disaster.
I know. So Matt, what are you doing over Christmas?
What am I doing? I'm staying at home.
Working like a Trojan again.
Working like a Trojan. Yep.
Yeah.
Just nice family Christmas. Grandparents coming around.
Yeah.
Yep. Full wax.
Sounds good. Ali is. Are you doing a show next week? Is that going to be the final one?
Yep, I'm doing a bit of Christmas special next week.
A Christmas special?
Yeah, your alternative Christmas is going to be, yeah.
Oh, we're not going to have Slade and all of that stuff, are we?
Full on.
Oh, I'll definitely be listening next week.
Well, we're going to have to change our plans then for next week if she's playing Slade. Really,
oh, hang on, there was a house party next week. Oh, is well. There? We won't be going to that.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. For all you listeners out there, Freehouse number 12, Windsor Road. Everyone's invited. It's not our house,
the
so ninth. We're not responsible.
The 8th?
No, 9th. 9th, I think. 9th,
yeah.
Yeah, so everyone turn up there and just trash the place.
Sounds fun.
Okay.
I'll be dressed as Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard you ordered a costume, didn't you?
Oh, shocking.
Ali, do you do fancy dress at all?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Love the fancy dress, yeah.
Yeah, there was one in first week, Chips, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had a pee party.
Yeah?
Party.
What did you go as?
I went as Pocahontas.
All right, that's pretty good, actually.
Was any controversial people?
Someone went as porn. Just covered in pictures of porn.
Oh, no.
But that was fairly controversial. Someone went as a party popper.
Yeah.
We had a Vicky Pollard. That was quite good.
Do you remember last year someone went as a Palestinian terrorist?
what did Mr. Wedge DJ that one?
I don't think so. Did he?
Yeah.
That's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
No, he didn't, I don't think. No. Not what I noticed anyway. I was fairly drunk.
Yeah. Oh, did you do the 6x2? Last week?
No, I didn't. No one really did it.
No?
I sat in the Churchill bar and watched a few weirdos come in dressed up.
Was it just a bunch of rugby guys walking around naked?
Pretty much. I wasn't complaining, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, no, not what I really.
Okay. So.
Very me.
Too much, Matt. I don't want to hear any more. Okay, so we're going to say thanks to Ali for coming down.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been a great 45 minutes or so. Hope you've had a good time.
I definitely have.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to tune into your show later tonight.
Awesome.
So enjoy the play.
Thank you. And
we'll listen to you tonight.
Okay, cool. Thank you. It's been good to be here.
Cheers. Oh, can I just ask, are we your favourite show on Burst?
Apart from my show, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear.
Of course.
Here's the cause.
City, we borrowed heaven. Don't give it back. I-
it's winter, but it's a good song, so we don't care.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I know. I know people are going to complain that why are you playing a summer song in the middle of winter?
But you know, it makes you feel warm inside, doesn't it?
I know, it's just a good song. So, yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left of this 3-hour spectacular.
It is a spectacular. I'm so tired now. I don't know what
I'm going to do now.
I'm glad 10 minutes. Coming up after this, we have the Basement Sessions.
Yeah.
Extra hour for that.
Extra hour, 7 o'clock.
That'll be a 2.5-hour spectacular.
2.5 hours. Excellent. Okay. Should we jump on to another song?
Why not? Another song quickly.
I'm going to play that Action whilst I can. Because it's just such a good one. Here it is. Here's Action. We'll be right back.
Come over here, give me some action.
So there we go, that was Action, and you've got about 6 minutes of us left of this 3-hour special. So
I do.
I know, it's been a good one. So how about we tell you what we've got next week?
Yeah, what do we have next week?
Next week, we've got, well, for a start, it's the last show of the year.
Is it?
So you've got to tune in for that, because it'll be a good one. So, and, well, we were talking to Ali, weren't we, and she said she might do a Christmas one. Are we going to do that? Are we going to do a Christmas special?
I want to play some Christmas songs.
Really?
Yeah, there's so many good Christmas songs.
I don't know. I mean,
we won't be playing Slade or Wizard, don't worry.
No, because, like, anyway, we've got Dr. Paul's Love Hour in the second half, so that's going to be kind
of... Try and find some sexual Christmas songs.
I don't know if there's going to be any sexual Christmas songs.
I think I can probably try and find some.
Yeah, we've got an interview with The Heights. Now, The Heights are a band who are currently touring Japan. They supported Kubitschek last week. So tune in for that one. We'll also have some CDs to give away from The Heights as well, which aren't released yet, so that's a bit of a exclusive. And hopefully we're going to get The Week in Greek back with our man George Anastasi.
Yeah, we haven't had that in a while.
No.
But it was classic last time.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, if you listened.
We'll have that one next week.
Yeah. Hopefully. All right, I think it's come to that time where we're going to do a few shout-outs. John, for a start, for doing so well on that quiz.
John, for knowing the English counties.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, for knowing...
What did he talk about? I don't remember.
Dr. Paul, I don't know. I couldn't hear a lot of it.
I couldn't understand
He said he was going to be here next week, and he was having relationship problems or something.
And he's taking a couple of lovely ladies to the canoe ball.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, Matt, Andy, Alex, I expect you guys are listening.
Dave and Amy.
Diamond, Andy, Will, Sue and Dave, Ashfag, Paul, Daniel. I don't know, I'm just naming random names now. Harry, John, William, Sarah... Matt.
Me?
You? Are you listening?
Johnny Bristol?
I hope so. Okay, we're going to go to our last song.
Yeah.
Last song of the day.
A song I do like.
Yeah.
I do like it.
It's Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
I love Queen.
Do you love David Bowie as well?
I adore David Bowie.
Good stuff. We'll see you next week.